Blog Talk Radio.
Your ride, it's a lover step, A. It's a lover step, A.
right. Bring it on down and grab your bride. It's 11 step A. It's 11 step A.
I spent six, I think it was $550, $560, or something like that, just for the truth, what I get. That's what I wanted.
That's
bad. That's why she put me, put that axe on that desk, get that.
Are you looking to build your online presence and increase your landing page visits? You need JDS Online Marketing. We offer the services you need to maximize your online exposure without breaking the bank. We specialize in social media management, website creation, target marketing, and most important, brand SEO. Take advantage of our free consultation by logging on to jdsonlinemarketing.com. That's jdsonlinemarketing.com. Your one-stop shop for digital.
AVS Media Demo.
Hi, this is Gerald Austin of the Manhattans, and I love listening to Gospel Jazz Connection with D. Nice and Miss M.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Hello.
And I'm in the traffic coming from church, and there's nothing coming through. So
hey, Lady D, how you doing? Can you hear me? Lady D, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
I hear you, Dad.
Okay, now, the young lady's on the line, and then we'll talk to me time to do that. How's everything going, Lady D? Tell us what's going on out there.
Right now, this traffic is heavy out here. I apologize for that. I'm on the freeway. I'm so happy that we got Lady Clarissa Patty's on the line. She don't know me, but I know her brothers very well, and I think she's absolutely a beautiful person. I've seen her at Stellar Award. I've never introduced myself, but I'm so honored that she was a part to come out and listen and get on the radio station and kind of talk about her, what she's doing and what God is doing for her.
Well, that's a good thing. So you said that traffic is out there heavy, so what freeway do I need to avoid?
What freeway you need to avoid right now when it's, I guess say any freeway when it's crowded, you know, people coming home from church. The 17 freeway is kind of crazy around about now. It looks like everybody's going everywhere. They got wires everywhere. You know how these wires are when you're on these freeways. So y'all just bear with me.
Right, I got you. So, no, go ahead.
I say I apologize for her and you all.
No problem, no problem. Looks like a lot of traffic is going on today, so we're loving it. It's a blessed day. It's a beautiful day out there, and, man, we're trying to do this thing, you know what I'm saying? So it's always good to hear you. Now, let's see if we can get her on the line with us right quick. Hello, Clarita. Let me see, bring her in. Let's see what we got here.
Hello.
Hello, Clarita, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Lady D, you there?
Yes, I'm somewhere else too, Lady Clarita. I said Lady Haddon, but I just wanted to let you know that we're so honored for you to be a part on the radio today, and please forgive us if we're waiting a long time. I'm speaking on behalf of everybody.
It's okay. It's okay. I know things happen.
Yes, it's crazy. Even right now, Lady D's on the freeway somewhere trying to make her way back to take care of her business. And she said that it's jam-packed out there. So things happen, but we're going to make it good. Now, I was looking at your bio here, and I see that you do quite a bit. Not just that you're part of the musical family, the Haddons, okay, which is a very intricate part of the music business in itself. But I see that you write, you co-produce, you act. I mean, you've got a little of everything going on with you. And the top part of it, when I first say it, says, have you met crazy Clarita and Jack? That's the way that the top says. I'm like, wow, you're dealing with comedy too, huh? So you keep it in light, keep it airy, keep it real, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's all about enjoying life and being used by God on my way. That's my motto.
That's right.
Have fun and be you.
That's what you got to do. Be you. Be genuine. Now, you know, on our show, we don't do interviews. We talk about the journey. So let's do that. Coming from a musical family, but you are you. Let's come back and let's talk a little bit about your journey, how you started to even get here at this time. You know what I'm saying? So give us a little background and let's just start from there, okay?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, of course, like you said, being born in that family, it's really, you know, you start off as soon as you're able to hold a tune or hum, say a few words, you're automatically a part of the team. So it's been a long
right.
journey of becoming, you know. And, of course, I've been a part of every ministry in the church because our parents are pastors. So, you know, it's been a long time of honing in on your skills and gifts and callings and understanding who I am. And it's been a long process, but it hasn't been too long. It's been a great journey of learning who I am and understanding my gifts and walking it out. And it's been a few hiccups and a few hurdles, but we've been able to make it this far. So, I guess the best way to say it is we've been gospel. We might be gospel grown, but we've been everything in between. And now we're preaching and pastoring. So it's a long, I mean, I got a long story. It could take 2 or 3 days to tell you everything.
Well, no, I know. Yeah, we're trying to condense it now. But, I mean, it's an interesting journey. And like I said, coming from a musical family, I got that where you said as soon as you can hold the mic, they're like, okay, guess what? You're in. You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, we need your voice to balance this out, so let's do this. And so that's a good thing coming from there. But, you know, finding your own pace and finding your own artistic expression outside of that. I see that they say that you have a tone that brings a little Tina Turner and to catch out. You got a little Prince up in there. Talk about you got a little Michael Jackson up in there. And so it shows that you're wide-ranged in vocal talents and range, but also you do the acting part, too. So plays, all that stuff. I mean, the formal training that's gone through, how's that journey been for the acting part of it? Because there's a whole different world on the acting thing now. That ain't no joke.
Yeah, but you know what? It all started in church, too, you know? You got to be a part of the drama team.
Right.
You know,
right.
And all those illustrated sermons over the years and, you know, writing. I even had to do a lot of the writing of the skits and things. So it's just you learn, you know, it all starts in ministry with when you have parents who are pastors. So it all starts there. And then you just branch out. So I've been in stage plays, even down at the big arenas and things out here in Michigan and all over the world, you know. It's been an honor to serve in that capacity as well because God gave me a gift. I'm a silly person, so, you know, every now and then I can put on a few different hats and become two different people.
Right, right.
It's quite fun.
Right. So in doing it from the church aspect and then coming from the aspect to where you've been out there in different perspectives, the music is music universal. I like that. The acting aspect of it is who you are. So putting them together in a day and age now to where it's just a meal. It's just like a what do you call that? The meal of just all about the money situation. How do you keep yourself focused on the purpose of the drive and not getting caught up in that just let me get the money coming in? I know it's got to be hard trying to balance it, right?
No, you know what? That's actually the easy part because I believe in standing on the word with everything you do. And the Bible says this. It says, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So,
right.
You know, I really focus. I don't have to focus hard on staying off of the money issue. It's just that I understand that without money, we can't make things happen because money
right.
is also, it also answers all things. So I don't have to beg or scrounge for money, but what I do is when I get the money, I take care of my business. You know what I'm saying? You understand
right.
what I'm saying? But I understand that souls come first. I understand that it's all about ministry, becoming an influential person, because when you're influential, people will listen. So that's
uh-huh.
our goal, is to become influential so that we can actually affect lives and affect change in lives, because they actually understand our journey and our wisdom behind what we do. And if it calculates the dollars, praise God, it's good, because we can pay some bills.
Right. And you know, it's so important to pay the bills. But I see also that you're a speaker too, a motivational speaker.
Absolutely. I started speaking at about 12 years old. I started speaking in the youth ministry and just encouraging and inspiring young people. And it's just continued into my adulthood. So when I'm not preaching, I'm somewhere motivating some youth or some young adults or something to get into their purpose, to find their drive, to do what they're called to do, and to be significant in the world. We have to understand that we're significant. God called us to be significant so that we can be influential. So I do that all the time. I'm always encouraging young people and even adults, you know, to find who they are and keep it moving.
Right, because like I said, it's all about kingdom building. Now, we can't do it alone, like they were saying before, to where, okay, I this is my market. This is what I prolifically deal with. And when you have people that isolate themselves, then that's what that happens in the long run. It's just one island after another. But when you're talking about trying to reach back and touch somebody's life and show them that, you know, they too can make it, or encouraging them through speaking to them and encouraging their walk or their journey, that's a good thing to be able to get back. Because today, I'm telling you, we're in a world now that nobody really cares. From the outhouse to the White House, nobody really cares about the other person. So when
yes,
you find somebody that's willing,
world, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So when you find somebody that's willing to reach back and help somebody, then people listen to you, especially young ladies that are needing to find a way to let their expressions flow without getting into the mainstream or getting caught up. Because it's easy for
right.
a young lady now to get caught up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I believe that it's a part of our mission to help people find themselves and not have to seek after other means to be significant or to be important. So, yeah, that's what we do. And I thank God for giving me the mindset to be able to do that, because I could be the same way. I could be somewhere saying, hey, if I didn't have the status in this place, then I'm not worth it, or I'm not good enough. But what I'm grateful for is to be able to say, I am who I am, I'm confident where I am, and I understand that I'm going somewhere big, somewhere great. One day I'm going to reach some other plateaus and things that will make me influential like my goals are. So I'm excited. I don't stress about anything. I just know that it's the plan of God, and it's all in His timing.
Right, everything is in His timing. I love it. Now, well, you work with your husband on projects and with Stage Life Productions.
Yes.
And Stage Life
yes.
Productions. What does Stage Life Productions encompass?
Well, we produce music.
Uh-huh.
We write skits. We write plays. We write television scripts. We're actually working on some films and even some books. So we do a lot. We do a lot.
Right. So you wear a lot of hats, like you said at the start of this one here. So it's just been, and then you guys have been blessed to join forces with Ty Scott. And Ty Scott has got quite a reputation out there.
Yes, we did join forces with Ty Scott. But actually now we made some adjustments and some moves, and we're not with Ty Scott anymore. But I tell
okay.
you what, we're still friends and we're still family, because I've been knowing them since I was about 13 years old. So I can call them on their cell phones. I can call Dr. Scott. I can call Brian Scott. I can call Sydney Scott on their cell phone. Say, hey, it's Ruby.
Right.
What y'all doing? Because we're family,
right.
You know. So it's pretty cool to still have that relationship.
Okay, so what would you tell a young lady that's trying to get into the business, whether it be the music or the movies or what that just is saying, look, I've got the looks, I've got the skills, I want to go out there and by all means necessary. What would you say to one of those young ladies?
The first thing I would say is be confident in who you are and never, ever bend or break for anyone. You know, you have to know exactly who you are and know exactly where you're going. You can't allow people to shift you off of who you are or change you because they want you to fit into a certain system or a certain box or a certain plan. Because if you're not the individual you've been designed to be, you won't be happy in the long run. So I know you want to reach your goals. I know you want to hurry up and get to that place that you dream about. But sometimes it's worth the wait so that you can be exactly you. You know, don't bend or break to get a fast break, because you're not gonna be happy later.
That's what it is. It's all about being universally happy. And if you get yours now and later down, you pay the price, because sooner or later you got to pay for anything you do. So if you're going in it the wrong way, then the price is not going to be worth the journey, and that's good. So your new project out now that you have, talk about your project right now, your latest project.
I actually have a single out right now. It's called
right.
High in Praise, featuring my brother Dietrich. And it's doing really good. Everybody is loving it. It's got that reggae, gospel reggae feel, and it's moving, but it's also praise and worship. So you can ride in your car to it and bob your head, or you can get to church and sing it on Sunday. It's one of those great songs like that. So I love it, and it's making some good headway. So I think you guys are going to like it.
Okay, I'm looking forward to doing that one there, and there's far many things to do. Now, as far as what can we look for coming up with your production company? You guys got anything in the works with that one? That
Absolutely.
You could talk about? I mean, that you could talk about. That's
yeah, well, right now, for sure, we are working on getting that full album done and out hopefully by the summer. So my album is the first project to actually come out on our production company. It's the first full album. And, you know, we work with other artists in both gospel and secular, actually. So we write and everything. So it's all kind of projects we're in the middle of working on right now. We can't say those, but my project definitely is coming this summer. And so I'm excited. And, again, like I said, I'm working on some books and things. So it's going to be good. It's going to be a great year.
I can see you doing enough out there. Like I said, young ladies, for those that are listening, yeah, you just heard somebody who knows what she's talking about. Believe me, there's a million hats that have just been worn just in this little time she's done the interview, and we really support you. And anything we can do at Gospel Jazz Connection to help you move to that level, you know, please don't hesitate to let us know. We look forward to playing the music anytime we get it. And hopefully when you're in the city, you can stop by the studio and just holler at the folks. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, for sure. I will be there. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Now, if somebody wanted to connect with you guys, give them some information on how they can do that.
Absolutely. If you want to know a little bit more about me, you can go to claretamusic.com, claretamusic.com. And also on social media, it's Clarita Music, at Clarita Music. So real easy. I keep everything the same, so it's simple and easy to remember.
Okay, for one of those people that just came back to the phone and said, say that again. Can you say that one more time?
Absolutely. It's either claretamusic.com, C-L-A-R-E-T-A, C-L-A-R-E-T-A, music.com, or you can go on my social media platforms. And the handle is at Clarita Music.
Love it. Clarita, we really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to stop by. And I know we had all the bumps and bruises trying to get up in here, but we're here. And I really appreciate you blessing the listeners. And we look forward to anything you got coming. We're going to look out for you because we know you're here to stay. And thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart, from the Gospel Jazz Connection. Our home is now your home. All right.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. No doubt. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Love, Chilloutronica, and Too Smooth for Words
with Daniel A. Nelson.
The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.